In the months before midterm elections, thousands of Ohio Valley workers and retirees have rallied over an often overlooked issue, pensions. There are serious questions about whether the pension funds for miners, Teamsters, teachers, and others will remain solvent. As labor leaders look to Congress for action, those questions are coming up in the region's midterm races. Becca Schimmel explores whether concern about pensions will show up at the polling place.
Union miners and retirees rallied in Columbus, Ohio this summer as the United Mine Workers pressed lawmakers for action to protect pension benefits. Coal miners are among the unions with multi-employer pension plans at risk of insolvency. The miners have also taken to Capitol Hill for lobbying and rallies. Larry Miller mined coal for 20 years before retiring and says pension security is his top voting issue.
I vote in my world on this pension. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And nothing, there's no other factors for me. I got to take care of my family.
Miller says without those pensions, many widows and retirees won't be able to get by, and that'll pull money out of small coal community economies. Phil Smith is the spokesperson for the United Mine Workers.
We've made it very clear to our members, and our members are making it very clear to their elected officials, that this is an issue that they are voting on. This is issue number one. This is life and death for them.
Pensions for some 43,000 retired coal miners in the Ohio Valley alone could be at risk. And it's not just miners. Teamsters, bakery and confectionery workers, and iron workers are all worried about the security of their pensions. Uncertainty about pensions played a big part in the teacher strikes in West Virginia and Kentucky. And union leaders pledged to make pensions an issue when voters head to the polls in a few weeks. The issue could play a role in two competitive Senate races where Democrats Joe Manchin in West Virginia and Sherrod Brown of Ohio are seeking re-election in historically union states that went for President Trump in 2016. Brown faced off with Republican Congressman Jim Renacci in Cleveland for their first debate earlier this month, where Renacci questioned the senator's commitment to coal miners.
My grandfather was a proud coal miner. And if my grandfather was alive today, you know what he would say? Senator Brown, you don't support me. You don't support me as a coal miner.
Brown co-chairs a committee tasked with shoring up multi-employer pension plans and has proposed legislation on the matter. At the debate, he defended his track record of helping miners, saying he helped secure their health benefits.
Senator Manchin in West Virginia and I led the charge to do that. I then, right now, am the co-chair with Senator Hatch, a very conservative Republican from Utah, to restore the pensions for 60,000 workers in Ohio.
The closely watched special election in western Pennsylvania in April could be an indicator of how pensions are motivating voters in the region. Democrat Connor Lamb narrowly won a Republican-controlled House seat largely due to labor support and his pledge to support pension security. Like Pennsylvania, the Ohio Valley still has a high percentage of union households where labor issues resonate.
Somebody who's going to fight for pensions, fight for, you know, retirement security, you know, those type of candidates are going to appeal greatly to these union voters.
That's Pennsylvania Democratic consultant Mike Mikus. He says the candidates fighting for retirement security are going to appeal to the Democratic voters who went for Trump.
There have been a lot of union what our union Democrats gravitate to the Republican Party. And I think if a Democratic candidate puts that issue front and center, I think they can overperform what Democrats have gotten in some of those tougher-to-win places.
Fix it! Fix it! Fix it! Fix it!
When the people get to marching, the politicians get to listening!
UMW President Cecil Roberts told the crowd their concerns about pensions can make a difference if they take them to the ballot box. The results on November 6th could show if Roberts is right about that. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.